Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by NatureBox. NatureBox.com, bringing us back on a Thursday.
On a Thursday.
Nice.
Have we done that joke almost every time we come back on a Thursday?
I think so.
Got it.
What is NatureBox? NatureBox sends you snacks in the mail so that you don't have to worry about going to the store and spending money on stuff that's not good for you. They say we'll send you nutritious and honestly delicious snacks. You don't have to pay for shipping. You just pay for the snacks you want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so confident that you will like their snacks. They're willing to put their snacks where your mouth is.
Very nicely
Thanks.
Done.
You can get the rest because that was a fucking home run.
That was a goddamn slam dunk. And I'd be honored to, I'd be honored to come in and clean the stadium for you.
Here we go. Let's hear it.
They're honored to put your snacks where they are.
I'm Jose Canseco and you're Frank Caliendo.
Thank you. That is it, Frank TV.
You're an overweight comedian.
And guess what else?
What?
They will send you the snacks
uh-huh.
for free.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't like it,
you can lump it.
Yeah, you don't get your money back because you didn't spend any money, motherfucker. You just ate free snacks.
It's really, really exciting and really worth it. If you go to naturebox.com/ifiwereyou, they have this button called Start Free Trial. And you click on it. You tell them what snacks you want to sample. They send you little bags of it. They're so confident you'll like it and order more that they're willing to eat that cost. Much like you'll eat their snacks.
Another slam dunk. Teach me your ways.
Sir. And if you do...
I want to study with you.
I know.
Okay.
Talk to me after the ad.
I want to talk to you during the ad.
You are talking to me during the ad. And I'm trying to get through the ad.
I know. And I'll let you get through it as soon as you tell
Thank
me.
Thank you.
Point blank that you will be my teacher.
I'll be your teacher. And you'll be the student.
And will I end up a scholar like you?
I don't fucking know, man. Probably not. Because whenever I try to teach you shit, you stare
I don't
at
listen.
Me and you smile. Yeah,
I don't listen well.
You don't listen well.
First lesson.
Exactly.
I will listen.
All right, great. You will listen to the lesson. Fine.
Thank you, teacher.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
If you sign up for naturebox.com at naturebox.com/ifiwereyou, they'll send you a receipt. Forward that email to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com so we can personally thank you next time we promote NatureBox. For example, the following people did that last time we endorsed NatureBox. So thank you so much to Devin M.
Anderson R.
Ben L.
Kristen J.
Lachlan W.
Maxwell B.
Kiara A.
Wayne N.
Robert S.
Rana O. Go Bears!
That's right, she goes to Berkeley. Alberta O. M.
Evan W.
Elliot L.
Marty M. Marty?
No, it's not that Marty.
Damn.
Elena L.
Noah L.
Jillian G.
Matthew L.
Isabella D.
Danielle J.
Ethan R.
And Erica.
All these people are currently enjoying stuff like double berry fruit peel, sriracha, cashews, chocolate granola. What else do they send us? Blueberry almonds. It's all good.
It's all good because it's all snacks and they're all me and they're all in my mouth.
Some of them taste like pretzels, which are delicious. Other things taste like cookies.
Is it the pretzels that taste like pretzels?
The pretzels taste like pretzels.
Some of them taste like pretzels. So that's good. Actually, the blueberries taste like pretzels.
They all taste like pretzels. Pretzels taste like pretzels. Everything is great. Check them out. naturebox.com/ifiwereyou. They've been supporting our show since the beginning. So why don't you check them out and support them? Let's get started. Bonus Thursday episode. Things did indeed get real. We had a lot, probably too much fun this episode.
Yeah.
And it showed.
If I were you, I'd tell you what I would do. If only I
Yes.
Pop punk covers are better than real songs because they sound better than the songs that they're based on.
It's a cover? What is that a cover of?
The first theme song that you did, isn't it? If I were... Oh, no.
This is a cover of the Stony song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the cover of the Stony theme song.
Oh,
pop punk cover of a song that somebody else made for us.
Yeah, that's the best.
Have you ever heard like a pop punk cover and then you're like, oh, this song is great. And then you heard the original, you're like, whoa, this is like a slow version of that song.
Like
Newfound Glories. I will fight for your, oh, glory of love.
Right.
Because I am the man who will fight for your honor.
There's always something there to remind me.
you know that song before the original.
Definitely. Same with 99 Red Balloons, I think. Both those songs are pretty awesome.
99 Red Balloons is good. There's no pop punk cover that's worse than the original. Isn't that cool?
I would say the Newfound Glory one is worse.
I would say, so you like the German Red Balloons more than the English Red Balloons, more than the pop punk cover of Red Balloons.
Definitely the best one is the German.
Yeah.
Actually, the pop punk cover, he sings a German verse.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Who sings that one, the pop punk cover of the German
Finch,
one?
Finch, maybe?
Goldfinger or something?
Goldfinger?
Yeah, Goldfinger. I definitely see it in like my old Winamp player.
Yeah.
Remember Winamp?
Yeah, with like the, and you could do the different skins.
Yeah. What was your Winamp skin?
The guy with the head.
Yeah. That was a really good Winamp skin. This episode is actually brought to you by a website that just does Winamp skins.
Isn't that funny that used to be like the way that could be, like that used to be cool. Like,
yeah.
I want to be able to choose my own design to make it look worse.
Yeah.
I want to just trust whatever the app is to look dope.
Gather around, children. Let us tell you about all this slightly old technology.
The time of yore.
When
they left it up to the user and we made it look bad.
Remember Maxter? Maxter was the pinnacle of digital media. This guy who wrote this song, the pop punk cover that we did play, his name is Alexander Melton, and he does pop punk covers to a bunch of stuff. I haven't looked at this link yet, but I'm gonna, because he said he does pop punk cover punk covers of songs from Taylor Swift and One Direction, etc. And his channel name is Vacation Room Studio.
What?
His channel name on YouTube is Vacation Room Studio.
I guess you know how to spell all the names, so it's not the worst channel name.
Our secondary source of income is critiquing channel names. Vacation Room Studio gets a solid B- from us.
We should be consultants.
Of ourselves.
Don't consultants make a lot of money?
Yeah.
Or is that just sultans?
Consultants and sad sultans are the two people that make the most money.
What's the con to being a sultan? I want to know the con, sultan.
Consultants do make a lot of money for people like... I wonder why people just don't tell consultants, then you do it. Because that's all they do. They go around and be like, I would do this differently and this differently. Like, all right, but you haven't done anything at all.
Yeah, it's like being a critic.
Yeah. Can the best movie critic write a good movie?
No.
Didn't Roger Ebert write... We're just free associating, never ending this conversation.
Before this podcast, we're just like, this is just a podcast of Wikipedia things. Also, we're just asking each other opinions and neither of us know.
Didn't Roger Ebert write a movie?
I don't know. Yes.
I really think he did. But if you can critique something so well, shouldn't you be able to create something?
I don't know. Critique somebody's basketball playing skills, but it doesn't mean you would know how to play basketball.
Yeah, what's the difference between what you're... Because I think what you're saying is dumb and what I'm saying is really smart. So I'm trying to figure out why that is. I got it. One is based on athletic ability and the other one is just different creative talent.
An innate talent. That's basketball. It's not all athletic ability.
Yeah, it is.
It's not 100% athletic ability. Like, of course it's not.
I can throw a tight spiral.
No, you can't.
I don't need to, dude. I just opened up this guy's band YouTube page. Should we listen to one?
Sure.
Okay.
As long as we're never starting the actual podcast.
Yeah, yeah. We can never start the actual podcast. This is a bonus Thursday episode, so it's like whatever you guys get.
So we don't even
have
to answer a question.
If we never feel like it. I'm trying to find a song that I know. Oh, Taylor Swift, We Are Never Getting Back Together, pop punk version.
Yeah, sure, let's do it.
Let's listen to a bit of that.
Taylor Swift, you've been one upped.
I'm sorry.
I challenge you to write a song that was better than that.
She did write that song.
Well, she wrote it. Then he made it better. Now it's her turn. Can you make it more pop punky?
This is a good age test. Like, if that sounded like garbage trash to you, you were probably born before 1983 or after 1992.
Oh,
and
yeah.
if that sounded really good to you, you were born in that decade.
Interesting.
So that's like a good litmus test. What do you think litmus is made of?
Where did that come from? What is a litmus? Yeah,
I mean, I can look it up right now if you want.
Yes, cool. Yeah.
Litmus is a water-soluble mixture of dyes extracted from lichens. So it was first used in 1300 AD when the blue dye was extracted from lichens.
And do you know what the guy who extracted it said?
What?
He said, witness the litmus.
Really?
Yeah, that was
because that's not on the Wikipedia test.
Witness the litmus.
It says the main use of litmus is to test whether a solution is acidic or basic.
Yeah, he said, hey, look, miss, will you witness the litmus?
And then what had happened there?
I guess he put his foot in his I don't know.
He said, is it acidic or basic? Is it can you trace it? Is it acidic or basic? Can you trace it back to...
Can you trace it back to bacitracin?
To what?
Trace it back to bacitracin.
What's that?
What's bacitracin?
Yeah.
You don't know what bacitracin is?
I do not.
Oh, it's kind of like Neosporin.
Oh, bacitracin.
What did I say?
I don't know. I'm repeating what you said.
Sorry, yeah, bacitracin.
Like, okay.
Neosporin and bacitracin. I think they're like...
So I said, witness this litmus. Is it acidic or basic? Can you trace it back to bacitracin?
Yeah. Or are we just chasing Jason?
Who's Jason?
Jason was his son.
I really, really like what we're doing now.
This is the laziest we've ever been about the podcast.
What is this show? This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir. No, you're not.
Fine.
We receive emails from people who are in difficult places in their lives, and they need our advice. Sometimes we ramble for 10 minutes at the top of the show, and sometimes we get right into it.
Mm-hmm. Like today.
Yeah, right. We are laser focused. All we did was dabble. We listened to a few songs. We found out what litmus meant when it started.
I still don't know what that is.
Actually, let's go back to that page.
The 1300s.
Can you spell bacitracin?
I guess I would guess it's B A C I T R A C I N.
Oh yeah, bacitracin. Oh wow. Commercially manufactured by growing the bacteria Bacillus subtilis Tracy 1 in a container of liquid growth medium. The antibiotic is then extracted from the medium using chemical processes. Mm. Could this be a different podcast as just a guy Wikipedia hopping? So it's like his train of thought, but also he's learning things.
Yeah. Mike Carnell actually told me about that. He had that idea for a podcast.
So oh, really?
But like his thing was that he would just get stoned. Uh-huh. And then I think it was called The Rabbit Hole.
Oh, that's good.
It was
good.
Just like, he's high, uh-huh, and he just goes through the internet and finds out about weird things.
And he like reads it out loud.
One thing to another, yeah.
All right, note to self, The Rabbit Hole as a podcast. It's a good idea.
It's a solid idea.
All right, let's start reading emails and trying to help people. Sure. These are real emails from real people. We're going to give them fake names to preserve their anonymity. I just wanted to mention real quickly, in case we forget, our Los Angeles show tomorrow is sold out.
So fuck off if you want to come. Unless you bought a ticket, then come.
Yeah, please do come if you bought a ticket. We have a show in Montreal, Canada, now. We're going to be at Just for Last Comedy Festival. Just announced. We're hosting 4 comedy shows and doing 1 live podcast. Not exactly sure what the details are, but hahaha.com should have it.
Solid URL.
Yeah.
Hahaha.com.
They started early.
Sick.
They got it. And then we're also still going to Australia. Melbourne show sold out. Every other show still available. More information at ifireyoushow.com. All right. What name should we give this person?
Litmus.
I love that.
Thanks.
It is I, Sir Litmus. Hi, y'all. I'm a 16-year-old from Scotland, and I am in a bit of a sticky sitch. So me and my girlfriend split up a few months ago because I had feelings for another girl, which later went away and resulted in me and my girlfriend getting back together. Cut to now, and my feelings for this other girl has come back, and I no longer like my girlfriend at all. She will be very upset with this, so I don't want to split with her just now, as she's doing exams, and it would distract her a lot. Also, when we got back together, her mom said that she'd come to my house and slap me if I broke up with her again during her exams. I'm also pretty sure that this other girl likes me, as we speak a lot in class and on Facebook. I'm thinking about doing it this summer holiday, which is 2 months from now, but I'm not sure. I know you guys have had similar questions to this on the show before, but I believe mine is different. Thanks in advance, Litmus.
All right, Litmus. Very different.
So, the issue of when to break up with someone. Well, it is funny that he's like, I liked a different girl, and then I broke up with my girlfriend. Then I got back together with her, and I like this girl again. Isn't that odd? It seems like you just only like this girl when you can't have her.
Right. Well, I think it's weird to like act on your feelings so much. Like, I had feelings for someone else, so I broke up with my girlfriend. And then those feelings went away, so I got back together with my girlfriend.
And wouldn't you know?
I don't like her. Just either... I don't know. Your feelings are kind of dumb sometimes.
Like,
I feel like there has to be a conversation that you have with your feelings when they come up.
Oh, like you don't have to act on your feelings all the time.
Not blindly. I act on my feelings a lot, but I feel like there's got to be a sort of a checks and balances system in place.
So who are the three bodies? What's the executive, judicial, legislative branch of your body?
I think it's heart, mind, and soul.
What about dick being one of them?
Dick is my soul.
Okay, so heart, mind, and dick soul.
I mean, dick is sort of heart. Dick is everything.
Dick is the god. Yeah.
Dick is president, and yeah. Then the three.
So imagine a marionette puppet where the heart is like the legs, and the mind is the arms, and the soul is the head. And then the puppet master, the hand that holds it all together, is a dick and balls.
Yep.
And he's just sort of making that puppet go hither and thither, high and
correct.
Nigh,
that is
left
correct.
And rye.
It's funny that the dick is your master.
Yeah, the dick is truly the master.
Because, like, sometimes I've seen my dick when it's, like, the king he was born to be.
He is the
when
man.
When he's, like, rock hard, ready yeah. to go. Top of the world, a little bit drunk, but not too drunk. You
he
know,
is
the, like,
he is a joystick of himself.
Yes.
He is a controlling
but then you also dick. See your
dick God.
In the morning or something after you've masturbated the night before, and you wake up and it's just a shriveled little nothing, nobody
a
with
limp.
A little fleck of toilet
That's
paper.
That's right.
On the
it
end
is
of
a
it.
Dry cold.
And that is who your true dick is.
Your dick is truly a battered, abused, lukewarm sausage of himself.
Yes, he is a wolf in sheep's clothing.
And the sheep
a
is a
skin condom.
It truly is a cheap sheep, and the dick is a limp master.
So, anyway, when you have feelings, you check in with everybody. You say, okay. Heart, what do you think? Mind, what do you think? Soul, what do you think? Dick, I know, I get it.
You think different things all the time.
So... and then, you know, if you're still thinking like, hey, I really don't like my girlfriend. I really want to see where this other thing goes. Then you break up with your girlfriend.
But breaking up is like passing a bill. You need like 2/3 of the heart vote. And then like it has to go to the head. And then the head has to not. Sometimes the head can veto it.
Sure.
He can be like, oh, listen, I know heart wants something, but let's stay rational here. This girl likes you. She's actually, it's a very practical, good decision. Maybe we should start a family together. I will veto my heart.
I don't think head can veto heart and soul.
Oh, so who can veto the other two?
Dick is the only thing on the body with veto power and executive action.
Holy shit, Dick yes. can pick up the phone. Dick has the nuclear launch codes, too.
Dick has the codes?
He really does have a code. And he can launch the nukes very well,
he
very
sure can,
easily.
And he has.
Or he is the master.
For he is a nuke of himself, the Dick.
Oh, he is a mushroom-shaped cloud
that
in itself.
Very true.
Meaning
I think this guy can break up with his girlfriend if he's like really not feeling it, if he likes somebody else. But you have to say, that means I can't get back together with my girlfriend, because you always will second guess that kind of decision.
Just to bring it back to that pop punk song, would you say that she should have never, ever gotten back together?
Oh, wow. That's really interesting. Talk to your friends. Talk to my your friends.
Talk to me. Yeah. Now that he is together, should he wait to break up with her? Do you believe in waiting?
Definitely not. Just break up.
It's not his problem, would you say?
It is his problem, but like, you're making it worse by staying together.
But what if it's like, oh, she's going through a tough stretch right now?
There's never a good time to break up with somebody.
But during school is worse. The end of school is worse than summer break.
No,
like, oh, she has exams coming up. Why don't we just let her focus on that and then break up with her after summer break?
You never really end up doing that, though, because like, when you're not invested in a relationship, it's not like you're the boyfriend that person deserves at this time, and like, exams aren't going to be stressful because you're a pillar of support. You're going to be cold, disconnected, uncaring, and that's going to confuse somebody, and they're going to be stressed out about their relationship. They're going to say, hey, is something wrong? And then you say, no, everything's fine. And they're going to be like very, very distracted from the exams. By so
you're saying it's impossible to actually, once you decide to break up with someone, sweep it under the rug so much that it seems fine until you are ready.
I think it's very, very hard.
But not impossible.
I don't think anything's impossible. I believe in the power of the universe.
Absolutely. For the dick is the true master. If he decides it should wait, then
the
it shall be so.
The dick is the Lord, my God.
And oh my God.
The creator and the destroyer.
So what would you do if you were him? Do it right
I
away?
I would break up with this girl now if I didn't like her.
I would wait. You don't want to give her any more anger ammunition, and it seems like the mom's going to be really mad at you. So if you wait, and then it's like, hey, I'm sorry I was distant, but I really didn't want to do it during your exams. I don't think she can get mad at that.
I would get really mad at that.
You stayed
with me a month longer than you wanted to, and you led me.
That's right.
You feel like a fucking idiot when people do that.
Yeah, but I thought I would do that because your mom said she would slap me if I did it again during
your
exams.
Now I'm mad at you and my mom.
But that doesn't matter because I no longer am in a relationship with you.
You're saying you don't care about her feelings.
No. I care about them enough to delay it. So that it doesn't ruin
her
academia.
That's not caring about someone's feelings.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Because I don't want to make her fail her
tests.
That's
halfway caring about somebody's feelings. That's caring about your own feelings.
No.
You don't want to feel guilty by making her fail her exams.
But wouldn't it be easier for me to just do it right now and say, I don't care about your exams?
No, it's the hardest thing because you don't want to do it right now. You think there's going to be a more convenient time for you to do it, and you'll feel better when you do it at this other time because she'll feel better.
Yeah.
There's never a world where she's like, thank you for waiting till after my exams. This was great. This is exactly what I needed to be broken up with.
I know you're putting words in my mouth, and I frankly do appreciate it.
100% honesty in this situation.
And I think sometimes a little white lie can go a long way.
I agree. I also like the white lie occasionally. I think when it comes to breaking up or staying together, nobody wants to feel like they got duped.
I didn't get duped, baby. I just didn't want you distracted. I wanted you to focus on your exams. Now that the summer is upon us, go off, have a good day, enjoy the June, July, and August weeks.
See, this is what I don't like. You're the gatekeeper of somebody else's feelings when you do that too.
I promised her mom, and now the mom's gonna slap me.
You would deserve to be slapped in this situation.
If I waited, I would deserve to be slapped.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say, man. I think I disagree. And not only that, I think I'm right.
Let's call for the vote on the podcast.
How do we do that?
Didn't we? We've done it before. Mm. Where it is meddling. Like, this is only the second. We don't disagree often.
Sure.
With the meddling.
Yeah. Okay. How about you tweet your answer at us?
Tweet your answer. And
I think you should do it right now. And I don't care about this girl's exams. Or B, why don't you wait until
exams? Don't say my answer.
I'm just saying, those are the two options.
I don't care about the exams. I care about the exams, fine. You care more about the human being. It's better to break up immediately.
Okay, and I say it's better to break up after the exams.
Okay.
I'd love to hear what you guys think. Please write it down on a napkin and throw it away. Because the second you guys get a fucking podcast is the second I give a shit about any of your opinions. All right.
Really easy to start a podcast.
Shit. No, please do tweet it at Jake and Amir or at Jake Hurwitz. Let Jake know that I'm right.
Tweet it at both of us so we can actually tabulate the results.
Yeah. And don't just root for Jake because I've been like extra abrasive and confident in my answer. Like, don't let that sway you.
Yeah, well, you should sway that should sway them a little bit because they see what kind of person promotes
you're,
that.
You're answering it in a kind, gentle way, but you're actually making it worse. And I'd hate for people to just see how, the envelope that you're delivering and not the actual content of the package.
Well, at least there is a package coming from my end. You would just have him,
you know, you've
not
done,
say a word.
You've gotten a nice velvet red box and you've taken a diarrhea shit in it, and it looks really nice when it comes in, and then she opens it and it smells like hot diarrhea.
Tell you what, they're both packages of shit, but would you rather open the shit and throw it away immediately, would you rather let the shit linger in a closet for a year?
I'd rather focus on my exams, do well on my studies, and then drop the bomb after the fact.
You think you couldn't do well on your exams if you got broken up with?
Yeah, I think that creates a part of my brain that has to deal with this thing, and I can't focus on the studying if I'm dealing with a breakup at the same time.
What if you're just dealing with a bad relationship?
She doesn't know that it's a bad relationship.
It's a bad relationship if somebody wants to break up with someone.
But not if the other person doesn't know about it. As long as she's living in an ignorant, blissful existence during the exams, then I think it'll be more worth it to break up with her after the exams. Piece of shit. Sorry. I need another I need another woman's name.
Amir Blumenfeld.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, dude.
How about a girl's name? Like Jacob, or not Jacob, but Jessica.
No way. It's too close to Jacob.
That's right. Two J names.
Jessica.
All right, Jessica writes, "So I've been home from school for a summer break for about a week now, and everything's been pretty chill. But recently, things have gotten not chill. My brother just turned 14, and I think he's pretty normal as going to get. Recently, he's been acting weird as shit. Now this boy know that I am into scary movies and shit, and he has literally been acting like he's possessed for the past couple of days. One night I came downstairs and he was just staring into the stove in the dark. At first I'm like, whatever, he's just being stupid, but when I called his name, he wouldn't answer me. I went about my business and was cleaning my room, which is in the back of the house, that night. Now I had to go around the corner to throw some stuff away, and he was standing around the corner in the dark hallway with a sock on his hand. Whatever, that's normal, I thought. But then he started to bang on the wall for no reason. Then I went around the corner one more time, and he was standing there in the dark doorway with scissors in his hand like he wanted to kill me. Now I'm 99% sure that he's not possessed and he's just fucking with me, but how can I make 100% sure that he isn't actually possessed by some demon? Should I call a priest or something? Because I'm not about that life. Deuces, Jessica."
Jessica.
"I'm almost 100% sure he's not a demon, but how can I be 100% sure?
He's being a little annoying for sure. Might be a demon living inside him.
There might be a small devil man living in him. Obviously, that sounds insane. That's why I'm 99% sure that he is,
of course,
in fact,
he's probably not an imp. He does probably not need to be exercised, but what if the spirit of Satan is inhabiting my little brother? A poltergeist, if you will.
What if he is a ghoul of himself?
Obviously he's a ghoul, gremlin, goblin.
Man.
A kind of apparition.
The odds are so slim, I don't even want to entertain the notion, but if it happens 100 times, one of the times he will be, in fact, a ghost man. What if he is indeed a ghoul? What do I do if he is, in fact, possessed by a demon? He was staring into a stove. He was holding a sock. He was banging a wall. He is the spawn.
He held scissors.
He is
the
Lucifer
spawn of Satan
today.
Yes, that is correct. I do believe he is. He's possessed.
Oh my God!
By the devil incarnate.
There's no other reason he'd be staring into a stove.
He walks among us.
He's not trying to just fuck with you, Jessica. He's probably a devil man today.
Hey, but I know all brothers are a pain in the ass, but my little brother's a Satan.
of the ass.
My annoying brother, the ghoul.
It's like a failed Disney pilot. Subject, my possessed brother. So it sounds like she's sort of getting into the idea that he is indeed possessed. A good way to know if he's possessed or not is that he can't be possessed, so he's not possessed.
Yeah.
Like, possessed isn't an actual thing that happens.
Right.
I know he was staring into a stove, but there's a chance he's just trying to mess with you, Jesse.
Right. What you have to do is just, like, really dumb. Just coming as a brother who fucks with people a lot, I think this is what you do. Next time he's like really freaking out, like looking at the stove, not saying anything, or like holding a pair of scissors,
yeah,
you just go up and fart on him.
Oh.
And it really breaks the ice.
The heat from your colon really breaks the ice.
Just like tickle him. Do something stupid.
Yeah, something like, stupid and sweet.
Right. So that'll break the tension. That will I don't think you can keep a straight face if you bend over and farted on his stomach.
Yeah,
then
he disappears.
Yeah, that's the thing. If he does keep a straight face through that, then you'll know that he is for sure a demon.
That's one way. That's that litmus test. All right, he's not the devil, but he might be. Fart on him. That's your advice for everything. All right, let's take a break, and then we'll come back with more. If I were you,
if I were you,
if I'd tell you what I would do, if only I were you.
Show.com.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not need.
That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah,
it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't,
mm-hmm.
You can stop wasting money on things you don't use, Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money.
We're back.
Wow, quick.
Jake is the devil. I saw him climbing on a wall like a spider. Then he turned to me. He blinked his eyes horizontally and hissed. Black steam came out of his mouth and a web came out of his tailbone.
So I'm just a spider. I'm not possessed by anything. I'm not a ghoul or a ghost. You think I'm a spider.
It's hissing is funny. It's like what people used to do while they booed.
Yeah.
Boo, boo. And then there's the one guy that's just like, you have to be a snake to do. That's how much distaste I have for this act.
It's pretty cool.
I hiss on you.
Have we taken the break yet or no?
Yeah, that was the break.
We took it?
Mm-hmm. When I stopped for a second, that's all. We'll put the ad in.
Cool.
This is the 152nd podcast.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just saying you should know how it works.
But we didn't pause.
Oh, we haven't taken like the break. Like we took a beat and that's where the ad will go. And then this is like the break section where we just sort of
right.
Chat.
I'm saying it didn't feel like we took a beat when you said we're going to take a break because we immediately started singing.
Oh, no. Show.com and then it'll be a pause. And then I said,
that's all the pause you need. Huh?
Yeah. It needs to be at 1/30th of a second. I can sneak it in there.
Yeah. I guess I know that. But like every other time we've ever done that. Just for those of you guys listening at home, a little behind the scenes.
Yeah.
We paused for maybe 5 or 10 seconds.
And this time we didn't.
No.
We just went right into it. The newsletter is going really well. We're really excited about the newsletter. If you haven't signed up yet, great opportunity to now go to jakenamir.com or ifiwereyoushow.com. We've sent out one a week for the last 3 weeks. Videos we never posted but were made 8 years ago. Pictures that you may not have seen, information about new shows that like you would have already known about our Montreal show if you were subscribed to the newsletter.
Yeah, or if you missed out on this LA show, we announced it in the newsletter.
That's
right. We reminded people.
Pictures from our phone, old phone pictures that we've forgotten about.
Here's
found.
A question. Do we have, if you sign up for the newsletter now, can you see the other three previous newsletters?
You can't, but there is a URL that I will put on our website that shows the last three. You can like click on each one. It's like a website. MailChimp is pretty polished.
We should have them advertise with us.
Oh, yeah. That's from Serial.
Yeah.
Maybe they could sponsor Rabbit Hole.
Cool.
Who would be a good host for Rabbit Hole?
Well, I feel like Mike would have to do it since it was
He's a good co-creator, but I'd really like to have a unique, authentic voice behind it. Someone like me.
That is the voice.
I think I should host it. I'm the champion.
You don't
the
smoke weed.
Champion. I don't have to smoke weed.
That's the point of Rabbit Hole.
I'll eat a edible.
You ate one edible once and you fell asleep for 19 days.
It was the best podcast ever. A podcast where it's just me snoring. Would you think I would snore based on how I look?
Yes. Well, not how you look, but if I hung around you for a little bit, because you're a mouth breather.
And that's all it takes? I think snorers are big people, and I'm not a big person, but I still snore.
Well, the reason you snore, I think, is because you're a back sleeper, aren't you?
I'm a side sleeper.
I think if you sleep with your mouth open, I don't remember exactly, but if you sleep with your mouth open, you're more prone to snoring, right?
I hear your phone a little bit. I think sleeping with your mouth closed is one of the hardest. Like, I can't. Do you sleep with your mouth closed?
I don't snore.
I think that's so hard. Like, one, breathing through your nose for 8 hours like that seems really, really hard for me. And then also, like, I feel like it takes extra effort to have your mouth closed. Like, when I'm completely at rest, I'm slack-jawed.
Other people don't have that.
Yeah, it's just, like, naturally shut.
I guess.
That's a butt.
Huh?
If you're... Stay with me for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure of it now.
What?
I'll tell you what. Jesus Christ, this is so cool to have this epiphany on the podcast.
If your mouth is shut, you're a butt?
I think Yeah, I really do think so.
You were like really milking that pause, but everyone knew what you were going to say.
Wait.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead and say it.
Yes. I mean, there's no other way to do it, but
right, just to come in with it.
And here it is. And it feels like, God, I feel like I'm airing my dirty laundry.
You're not. You already aired it, by the way. You said it, then said you had an epiphany, then I said it once. Okay. I will be shh, but you haven't.
Close your eyes and open your minds. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
If your mouth is shut, and there's literally no other way to say it but the way I'm going
to
do it.
You are ruining it because it sort of needs to be said all at once.
I know. You're a butt. And let me, like that
put
was
it together.
Set, put together. Yep. Simply put together, actually.
To put it simply,
quite
together.
Factually. Oh my God, it's so cool. All right. So here, listen, from the top.
You're overselling.
I'm not overselling it. I'm under delivering it. If your mouth is to be closed, or sorry, rewind. If your mouth is shut, yes?
You nailed it. Yeah.
Okay. Part one, if your mouth is shut. End of chapter.
Don't say part two. Don't say it. Just pause it.
All right. So if your mouth is shut. Pregnant pause.
No, don't say it. Just do it. Okay. Ready? Here we go.
If your mouth is shut, just do it. I am no.
Stop it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Say it.
Say it. Say what? If your mouth
is shut.
It's shut.
Actually, I'll just say it once and then you'll
say it. I don't
want
you to say it because I think I came up
with it. If your mouth is shut, you're a butt.
I get to say it.
All right, go ahead.
Here we go. If your mouth is shut,
we have to take a break.
What?
Take one more sponsor.
Take a break. You're a butt. It's perfect.
It's not.
It rhymes.
Yeah, but like it doesn't really mean anything to anybody that didn't hear the whole entire lead-in because then like your mouth can be shut at any time.
Quiet while addressing the master.
I am the master. And I will not be spoken to that way.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Salute
I apologize.
Me.
I'm going to. Salute. You are saluted.
Stand down, soldier.
I am already sitting down, master.
Thank you.
All right. One last question.
Sure.
This one is very red. All right. This one was written in all caps. So we need a girl's name.
Tracy. Like Bassa Tracy.
Bassa Tracy writes. Keep in mind, this was all caps. Hey, guys. Just want to say I love you guys. I'm in a bit of a pickle, though. I met a guy about 2 months ago at a club, and we went back home to his place. We did the do, and it was awesome. We've been texting and seeing each other almost every weekend since. What I thought was a playful little hookup thing seems to be evolving into something more serious, or at least I think it is. I don't really know, which is why I need your help. Like, he makes romantic gestures sometimes, like waking me up early to walk on a trail as the sun was rising, and it was hella romantic. Also, after a long session of hardcore fucking, we cuddle and snuggle affectionately. I've had breakfast with him. I've explored the town with him. It seemed kind of relationshipy. I've had fuck buddies before in the past, and this don't seem like one of those kind of relationships. He's super nice and always calls me beautiful. But am I just being naive? Is he taking advantage of my overly girly, romance-loving nature? Does he only enjoy fucking me? I'm so lost. I'm starting to catch feelings for this guy, but I don't want to get my heart broken. Help me out. Peace. Love, Treason.
Treason. So it sounds like she's only had fuck buddies before, so this thing is really throwing her for a loop.
What's going on? We went on a hike, I think, as the sun was rising.
The town.
For Christ's
sake.
And
sakes. I don't fucking get it. We fuck and then he's affectionate afterwards.
Yeah, not just before is he nice to me. Afterwards, he'll do things like cuddle affectionately.
You're not naive. This is pretty normal of a relationship when a guy likes you.
He introduced me to his parents. What the fuck is going on? He put a ring on my finger.
I'm starting, like, is this official if
if our wedding date is in a year,
are we engaged?
We're like making placements and shit, and I just don't even know what to think. It's like hella tight, but also, is he using me?
Yeah, or is he just gonna pump and dump me once we say that we are in a legally binding contract of marriage? We're engaged to wed. We're married to each other.
I feel like we have a child of us. You don't use somebody for their pussy after you've slept with them a bunch. Like, you wouldn't be nice to them just to have sex with them.
Mm.
Right? Because you've already had sex with them. So that's when I feel like the stereotype is that you're nice and datey and you show somebody that you want something more than a relationship. Then you have sex and then you pull away.
Mm.
When it's going the other way, when you're fucking and then he's taking you out on romantic
strolls
and cuddling you affectionately and still fucking you as well, then that's it. That's the way it's supposed to go. That's normal.
That's the huge. The cuddling seems like it could go either way. Like, what else are you supposed to do? Even if it's just
either way. But like waking her up early for a sunrise hike after you fucked the person. Like, if you're not into that person, you save that move for somebody you haven't fucked yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what? Oh my God, he's stuck. He's a stork today.
I've turned into a crow.
You're a crane of yourself. A Fraser-based crane of yourself. So don't worry, lady. It doesn't seem like he's just an F buddy. It seems like he likes you for real.
Yeah.
If you like someone, well, the first thing you like about them is physical. You want to bone them.
Yes.
And then it's like, oh, in addition to that, I like their personality. I want to take them on a odd date.
First, you want to fuck their body, then you want to fuck their mind.
Oh, and lastly,
their soul.
And suddenly,
their heart.
And then you can blow their god, aka their dick, away.
That is correct.
For he is the puppet master. He is the true master. In fact, I want my god to not be attached to me. But he is more important than that.
Hey, dude, put that down. No. Oh, my God. That was sick.
Fly, God, fly. Throwing it like a wet pasta on the wall just to see if it sticks.
Jesus Christ, dude. End the show.
Yeah, that's our time. Thanks so much to everybody for writing in. Do let us know. I am still curious if you guys would delay that breakup or do it right away. Tear it off like a Band-Aid. And if you have your own questions for us, or your own theme song submissions, or your own Facebook thumbnail submissions. We are still needing your artwork, 600 by 315 ideally, but we'll take what we can get. Everything and anything is to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Thanks to Alex for the opening pop punk theme song. The pop punk theme song to start the show. And this one is Sam W. to close the show out. We'll be back on Monday. And if you don't listen to us on Monday, don't fucking give us that pity Tuesday shit. The Tuesday podcast slot.
All right.
What's more important than that?
It's fine if you listen to us on a Tuesday.
Tuesday is fine, but that's honestly, let's cut it off there.
Whenever you want to listen, that's great.
As long as just do it before. If it's after a week, like, you might as well just be
anytime.
Tuning.
Thank you. We appreciate your support.
We really do appreciate it. Do it fast. Do it often. Do it twice.
Yeah. Did you leave a review on iTunes? Leave a couple more.
Hey.
Jake is a really chill dude. Amir is a really lame Jew. They're gonna answer some questions and put you on blast if they need to. So if you're dating a dime or committed a crime and you don't know what to do, listen to a show that's hashtag dope. It's called If I Were You. If I Were You. If I Were You. Well, I'd say tota and seize the cheese if I were you.
ifiwereyoushow.com, motherfucker.